Hello, women of power and spirit. Are you ready for your meditation about quieting complaining thoughts? All right, let's begin. I invite you to get your space ready. Make sure that everything will be quiet for you, that you will not be disturbed by a person in the house or wherever you are, and that any devices are turned off so that you won't be interrupted. Find a good place to sit. Sit comfortably. It's good to have your feet even, in other words, not crossed, and your hands in an open position. Let's begin. Breathe into the space that you are. Become aware of the breath, the space between your thoughts. Let the thoughts move through and focus on the space between. This space is the sacred feminine. This is the great stillness. The primordial womb of all life is right there in the stillness between your thoughts. The stillness, in terms of physics, is far more spacious. Infinitely, there is more space than vibration that creates the illusion of physical matter. We are more space. In the awareness of this space, allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love, love for another, loved by another, a person, a pet, any type of love, from compassion to joy, laughter, gentleness, romance, kindness. They are all flavors of love. Allow yourself to feel that right now. Notice that the space and the love are truly one. Loving spaciousness. Allow that awareness to anchor in your energetic womb space. It is there in all people, men and women. Even if you have had a hysterectomy, the space is still there. Your womb space and the primordial womb of all life that we call space, the night sky, the place where planets and stars and suns are born. That space is connected to your womb. They are joined, they are one. So allow your womb space to connect you to the primordial womb of all life, from which we have all come. We have all been born in this space. Allow your imagination to bring you whatever you need to feel safe. In this space, you are loved exactly as you are. There is nothing you can do to earn this love, nothing you can do to push it away. It is infinite love, ever present within you. It is slow and cool. Expansive, dark, comforting like the night sky. It speaks to rest and slowness. As you rest in this space, allow yourself to experience more love than you have ever experienced before. Allow love to seep in deeply into your being. Direct your mind to take you deeply into love. Let this experience become as vast, expansive, deep as it can be for this moment for you. In this love, allow yourself to become aware of how profound motherly love can be, the kind of love that can hold a child in their suchness, with all of their gifts and talents, and all of their quirks and mistakes. Motherly love can be so profound. In this love, allow yourself to remember the kind of complaining that most often pops into your mind. What do you most frequently complain about? And in this space, hold that complaint in love, motherly love. Allow this experience of the sacred feminine womb to be a container with you, through you, of you, for this experience you have had as a human that holds that experience as it is in its suchness with profound love. This experience came out of something. Something you learned when you were a child. Something you heard on a regular basis. Or it comes out of your frustration with the places in which you feel limited or helpless to make a difference. Your feelings behind the complaint are significant and worthy of your love. They come out of a desire for a greater consciousness, a greater life. There is a powerful desire behind a complaint. So love the complaint. It is the messenger of something far more important to your well-being. So allow the messenger to be held in love. Allow it to relax because you have finally understood it in a way it has wanted to be understood. Notice how it relaxes in your love because it has been understood. It no longer has to work hard to get your attention. You know it is a messenger for a desire. Allow yourself to sink in to the desire below the complaint. Feel how significant that desire is to you. How important it is. When we hold a desire in this limitless love, it expands. So allow yourself to see, sense, hear, feel, know this desire being loved deeply and profoundly in this womb of Sacred Mother, in this womb of creation, loved as it is, this desire. Loved through you, around you, with you, of you. Motherly love pouring through, holding this desire because it is a sacred treasure, a sacred impulse from the divine, and it longs to be made manifest. It is made manifest in two ways. First, in your love. Second, in your actions. Immerse this desire in love. Feel, sense, see, know, hear your gratitude for its existence, for it is an impulse of the divine to experience something wonderful through you, through humanity, in relationship with the earth. And the cosmos. This desire is so worthy of your love. Let that love deepen and grow. Far beyond love you have yet known. Allow yourself to see, sense, feel, hear, know this desire becoming in the light and the sound of its own awareness. This is the I am of this desire. It might be experienced by you as a sound, a vision, a symbol, a thought, a feeling, a knowingness, a word, a taste, a smell. Let it show you its identity, its name, so to speak. It's I am. Allow yourself to see, sense, know, hear, feel that I am coming into your physical reality. One step that you can take to honor that I am. One step. Bring it home to earth. With the awareness of this I am, this desire from the divine becoming, allow yourself to reinforce this action and this desire every day in some way. If you hear yourself begin to complain, pause. And ask yourself, oh, the I am, there is a desire here. How can I nurture that desire right now? And focus on the desire, the impulse from the divine, so that the messenger can rest. And the impulse of the divine can be made manifest with and through you in the most beautiful and creative ways that are yet, perhaps, to be imagined. With this awareness and the step you are going to take, I invite you to ground this now into your body. We are going to take three breaths, and with each breath, bring it into your bones and bring yourself into a state of awareness of the world around you. I invite you to take a big inhale and blow out your mouth. As you blow, blow your awareness into your bones and feel the air around you. It has a temperature, a texture. There may be a scent or a sound on the air. Another big breath, big inhale. Exhale through your mouth, blowing yourself into your body. Become aware that you are sitting on something solid. And with the last breath, bringing it all the way home, big inhale. Exhale by blowing. Good. All the way in. This next step is very important. Stretch. Move. Make sure you can feel your body. And when you can feel it, very gently open your eyes and live. Live that next step of divine desire.